Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
One of the most challenging parts of being a business owner is being able to put things in their place. And I'll give you an example. The other day, I got a message from a client who is struggling. They're struggling to act on some of the advice that I've given them, and they're a little bit frustrated, and they're not really quite sure how to proceed. And that's got me worried. I'm a coach in the end, right? So if my clients are struggling, then that worries me. And so I'm thinking about the problem. I'm worried about the client. I'm thinking about what their way forward is, how they should respond, and how they should act now. And that's what I do. But the danger is that I let that client's problem color everything else that I do, that I let that problem spill over into the rest of my client work or into my marketing or into some other area of my business that it really should not affect. I mean, what that client is struggling with has nothing to do with my other clients, has nothing to do with my other, other pieces of my business. But containing that problem is easier said than done because in my mind, it's all a mess, right? It's a jungle, right? That client's problem, another client, that client, this marketing, that video, that webinar, like it's all a big jungle in my mind. So it's very difficult mentally to put everything in a little box. Right, it's difficult to separate my concern and my worry about one client and the work that I'm doing with another client. It's very difficult to separate the two. And I think that's really one of the fundamental challenges of being a business owner is that you've got all these little boxes, all these little things that you've got to do. You've got your clients, they're a box, and each client is a little box. You've got your marketing, you've got your operations, you've got your delivery, you've got your sales. These are all different boxes. And each box has something in it that needs your attention. But you don't want to let what's going on in one box affect another because just because one client's struggling doesn't mean your marketing should struggle. Or just because you're having a sales problem doesn't mean that you should bring that to a client meeting. Right? You've got to be able to compartmentalize each of these things and give them the right amount of attention and the right amount of care. And that's easier said than done. I'll tell you how I manage it. I think the very first step is being able to acknowledge and identify when one area of work is affecting another area of work. Okay, so I know now that if something is negatively affecting me, if some experience is having is hindering my progress in other areas of my work, then I can tell. Like I can tell now. Like I can acknowledge it, I can identify it, I can tell when that's happening. And then my solution is that when I have those negative experiences, I make a mental note that okay, this thing here that I expose myself to, it's not having the best effect on my mood and my outlook and therefore the work. So then I limit my exposure to those things. I limit my exposure to those things so it doesn't affect the work that I do otherwise. Now that's easier said than done. And it may not help you in certain cases where you can't control your exposure to certain experiences. For example, if a client sends you a message or an email or a phone call and they're frustrated or worried about something and they need attention, you can't control that and block it off and then focus on other things because you've got a problem that needs to be solved. And sometimes the best course of action is to actually just go and solve that problem. Just drop everything else because realistically, if it's a big enough problem, you're not going to be able to concentrate on other things anyways. So go and solve that one problem, address that client, deal with that fire. And once it's resolved, then come back with a certain amount of perspective and focus on other things. Or, and it depends on the situation, or just get better at dealing with it. Because frankly, just because one client is complaining about something or they're frustrated about something, it doesn't necessarily mean that you should shift your entire attention and all your focus on dealing with that thing. It depends on the problem. It depends on the client. But sometimes you gotta let those things slide. And I think this is a difficult thing for people to swallow, myself especially, is that, we want to do great work for our clients. We want to help our clients. We want them to succeed. Okay, but that doesn't mean that you babysit them every step of the way. Because if you're babysitting one client and you're really holding their hand, that's time that you could be spending working with another client who maybe could get better results. And I want you to think about that, because there's this client that I'm worried about, sure. And I could go above and beyond to try to help this client, and I likely will. But in the end, whether or not they succeed has little to do with me and more to do with them. And so if this client's going to become an all-consuming, exercise in helping, frankly, I would rather part ways and go and work with another client who maybe has better chances, or maybe has a better outlook, or a better attitude, or a better mindset. Okay, I'm not saying fire your clients. Like, that's not my point here. And I'm not saying I'm going to fire this client. Not yet, anyways. But my point is, recognize that everything has an opportunity cost. So if you're all consumed by a particular client, a particular matter, or a particular issue, recognize that that has an opportunity cost, because that means you're not giving your all or your best to other areas of your business or other clients. And sometimes, maybe the best move is to just let go, so you can focus where your focus should be. And sometimes you just have to get better at dealing with those problems, putting them in their little box, and being able to separate one thing from another.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.